The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Email ray at rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Keep your texts coming into 51551 and your emails to ray at rte.ie. Brian Murray and Una Crawford O'Brien are one of Fair City's most loved couples. In fact, I would argue the most loved couple, playing Bob Charles and Renee Phelan on screen. The pair have been a real life couple for 12 years and they join me now to have a chat about all things Fair City and life outside of Carrickstown. And also, let's not look at you two fabulous people on the front of the RTE guide. Oh, you look gorgeous, so you do.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that.
Oh, you've got to be proud of that one. It's amazing. And you're inside and you're swinging on swings and looking loved up.
We were having a great time,
yeah,
weren't we?
We're having a laugh. Yeah,
it's so good to see you. And it's always great to see the two of you. I always enjoy having a catch up. And during the break, we were actually reminiscing. It's 2006, is it?
Yes.
That we appeared on Celebrity You're a Star.
Oh my God.
How is it that long ago?
I don't know. And that was basically kind of the beginning of Brian and I as well during that show.
Did you get together on that show?
Kind of, sort of.
Did you? Yeah. And none of us copped on. Yeah. I was too busy singing You're So Vain and I can't even remember what else I sang really badly.
You got further than we did.
I got kicked out.
We must have been terrible, you know.
Oh, God. It was great crack.
I had great crack.
I've never been so terrified in my life.
Yeah. No.
Getting up on stage and singing.
We had a great crowd.
Great crowd. And Twink was
shit.
Dahi was shit. And
Mac.
Yes. And John.
And Louis Cole.
Louis Copeland. And Twink used to always be given out to us because we'd
always.
She was brilliant because she was so passionate about how we sang.
Yeah.
And we'd always go out for a few bevvies after that. And then I'll never forget her saying to me, Catherine, if you have another late night, she said, you already sound like a man with that deep voice. And she was like, that's doing you no favours whatsoever. Yeah. But she was dead right.
Listen, brilliant.
She's brilliant. Because I know you still enjoy music, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
And you love an old sing song.
Yeah. I listen to music every day.
Do you play the guitar as well?
I got my birthday presents for my last big birthday from the lady on my left here was an acoustic guitar, which I hadn't had for maybe 8 years. And I picked it up and started Paul Simon.
He told me he could play, and he has always told me he could play, but I never heard him.
Right.
So I decided for his birthday, which was 2 weeks ago, that I would buy him a guitar.
Okay.
And he actually picked it up and played it. So I had to I was saying, now this is the, you know.
Will he, won't
will
he?
Will he,
won't
he? You know, pluck. But he actually played tunes.
Oh, so it's not going to be like a coat hanger or a clothes hanger. You're actually, and are you kind of trying to do a little bit every day?
I'd like to get good at it as opposed to just, you know, a messer around on it.
And I suppose that just comes with practice.
It does really. You need to be doing it. But now on the net, you can get chords for almost anything. So you just kind of have a look and get the chords and you're away.
Yeah.
I'm going to try some of the Neil Young, which you heard at the concert.
I went to see Neil Young and Bob Dylan, so I thought with the guitar, I'll just try a bit of Neil Young. So
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And how fantastic for you to come up and, like, that's a great birthday present for a significant birthday.
That is it all, though.
Oh, his other present was better and kind of overshadowed it, which was a puppy.
No.
Yes.
Oh, what sort of puppy? What did you get?
A little Scotty.
And is that your first pet together?
It's our first pet together. My first pet since I was a young boy.
Wow.
And his name is Bob.
Bob Charles.
I love it. And how are you coping with toilet training are you cleaning pee up?
Very challenging.
Oh my.
And biting your, taking your laces and pulling your laces out of your shoe.
And have you had the skirting boards go yet? Biting into the skirting boards?
No.
Oh, you haven't had that? Have you had the heel of a shoe gone yet, Una?
No.
Have you had your garden dug up yet? You've all that to look forward to.
It's all kind of raised, so it's not too bad.
He's gorgeous, though. He's really lovely.
Listen, we've got to talk about Fair City because you usually just film around the corner here.
Across the road,
It is such an institution and the fans are so loyal and that has not wavered. You look at the viewers, you look at the ratings week on week, year on year, and it's just...
Well, we're 30 years in existence in September, which is absolutely fantastic. And it has grown and grown and grown. And we get so many viewers.
Yeah.
And it might be big in Dublin, but down the country, it's huge.
Huge.
People love it, don't they?
Oh, they love it, yeah.
And they're obviously still, you know... improving, as in, I don't mean improving, but changing with the times as well, in order that like great storylines coming in, great actors coming, bringing in new talent as well.
Yes.
And that's so important in order to keep the audience engaged.
Absolutely.
And a new completely upgraded lot and set.
Yes.
Now, you know, HD. So we're now right, we're as current as you can possibly be.
What was that like, moving from one section of the car park to next?
Kind of funny.
It just took a little bit of kind of readjusting and all the rest of it. But, you know, it's kind of done now and we take it for granted, but it looks so well on the screen.
It does. Yeah, it looks amazing.
And as Una said, rightly so, the reaction that you get from the folks out there is always amazing.
Yeah. And is it true that you still, you know, people stop you in the street and still think that you're René? You know, do they still, does that happen still?
Kind of, sort of. Yes,
does it?
It does, it does.
They're so invested in the characters.
Yes, they are, actually. I remember one time, this is years ago, and myself and Christy had just taken over the shop, Phelan's, and I went in, I was making a patchwork quilt at the time, and I said to the woman, would this piece of fabric go with that piece of fabric? And she said, it would, yes, but where are you going to get the time? And I said, sorry. And she said, well, now that you've taken over the shop, you have no time. And she was serious.
Isn't it brilliant?
You know?
Isn't it brilliant?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not only, as you said, it's a Dublin following all around the country.
All around the country.
And then you two, because RTE marched in Pride for the first time this year, you two were front and centre, and the reaction from you guys, front and centre, people were falling over themselves, you know, cheering you on and looking
at
you.
That's not us. Yeah. That was the programme.
But it's also acknowledging the Brazilians that were there and in the crowd and everything as well. They were like, oh, fair city, fair city. So you've got the Brazilian audience following you as well.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
It was what great. A great day that was. That was one of the great days.
What was it like to march in that?
It was exciting. It was completely, you were in awe of it all, because walking down O'Connell Street, coming down to the O'Connell Monument, all you could see was people. It was just people as far as you could see. And a great celebratory day.
Young, old, babies
all,
in arms.
All kinds of, you know, young people, as you say, older people, people from different parts of the world and different parts of the country coming up and saying hello. And it was just a fantastic day.
Yeah.
It was a bit like, wow, great day.
Amazing.
It was a kind of an honour to be there.
It was. Totally. And it was lovely to get that reaction from everybody, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant.
And I suppose going from a real high like that to such a low, and it's been a very sad time for all of you and all of the cast and the crew on Fair City as well, because I know you're one big family. And of course there was the death of Tom Jordan and of Carl Shields.
Yes.
Yeah. That just so suddenly
within two and a half weeks of each other.
How? Yes. Yeah. I mean, you were obviously completely and utterly shocked.
Completely. I mean, we're still in a state of shock. There is a feeling in the studio and around, you know, and as you say, everybody is involved. And especially with Carl, who was working, I was working with him the Wednesday before he died, and we knew he wasn't very well, you know, but you still don't expect that this man that you're talking to is going to be dead in a few days' time. Mm. I mean, he's only 47.
I know.
It was a real shock for people.
And if there is a good side to something like that, one of the things that was remarkable after Carl died was the number of people who came up to us on the street and said, I'm sorry to hear about your colleague.
Mm. And they're still doing it.
And they're still doing it.
Every day.
So Tom made his mark by actually, you know, Tom had been in it since the very beginning. Mm. And then the folks heard about that. And then shortly after that, for a 47-year-old member of the cast, Carl Shields, Robbie, to be gone. It was a real shock for lots of people.
How do you cope with that in terms of having to dust yourselves off and turn up? And it for anybody who loses a colleague at work, it's very difficult. But when you guys have to continue and like the show must go on and you have to perform,
it was great. I mean, the decision was made. Our executive producer, Bridget De Courcy, decided that work would halt during the funeral. Mm-hmm. And so a bus took most of our colleagues that were working out to the funeral, which was fantastic that we could all be there. And there were cameramen, there were makeup artists, there were wardrobes, there were the actors. We were all there.
Mm. And people, you know, who were just staging, just had come and were waiting outside the church. It was like a day of mourning for a young man who's...
Because you're right, it is like a family.
Oh, yes.
You know, it was a family member that was gone. And we were beginning to get over Tom, And that was sad because that was so sudden as well. And he was due in work the following week and they were rewriting scripts because he was now not there.
Yeah.
He was, you know, he had died and that was very difficult. And then suddenly out of the blue, this happened as well. So it was, we're still in a state of shock. Mm.
It hasn't passed yet. It won't for a while.
And give us some idea, like in terms of the overall Fair City family, how many people are you talking when you're dealing with talking with crew and cast?
Oh,
and
gosh.
Would it be 100?
Would it be 100?
It would have to be 100. Mm.
I'd say it would
yeah.
be.
Mm. Yeah, with, you know, designers, prop boys and girls, mm. Lighting designers and makeup artists and wardrobe. And it's a huge, big industry. Mm. I mean, it's a big, major take on.
And it struck me, Una, when you said that you were given, you know, that time where everybody could take, you know, time to go to the funeral. I thought you were going to say, you know, the day off or 2 days off.
Oh, no,
but
no, no.
That's not possible because the show must go on.
No,
and Fair City is what it is.
Exactly. And the bus took everybody back and just resumed work for the rest of the afternoon.
Mm.
And thankfully, you and I weren't in.
Yeah.
But the others that were in said it was just an awful day, you know.
Mm.
But you were talking about how the public react and everything. A lady came up to me and she said, "I'm really, really sorry to hear about your colleague." And we were talking about him. And she said, "I'm so pleased he made it up with his mother." And I'm kind of going, what does she mean exactly? And then I realised she meant his mother in Fair City.
Yes.
Ruth Hegarty.
Yes.
And she said, I'd be devastated if he hadn't, she said, because...
Oh, God.
And she meant it as
well. I know. And again, it's approaching the 30th anniversary of the series. Does that, when you think about that, does it continually surprise you that it's there, it's running, it's...
Absolutely.
Because I know, I mean, I'm very lucky to have worked on long series. When I did No Frontiers, it was 10 years. When I did Operation Transformation, still on, that's going on 14 years.
Mm. Yes.
30 years with Fair City. I have a long way to go, lads, to stay in the game.
People have grown up with it now, and their children are watching it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's an establishment. It's an Irish establishment, and people look at it, and some of them believe it, and some of them say they don't. The people that say, "Oh, I never watched Fair City, but I like the way you said so-and-so last week." So, people are in denial about it.
Yeah.
I never watch it myself.
Well, it's a great testament to ye and everyone who works on it, because there's so much choice, and to have that audience. That loyal audience, and they're not going anywhere.
Tom Jordan was one of two actors who were in it from the beginning, and Tony Tormey is the other actor. So now we just have Tony, you know, and the rest of us have come and gone over the years. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm lucky enough, I'll be there 21 years in November.
Wow.
I did go to Brazil at one stage, but we won't talk about that.
You came back from Brazil, no bother.
Sure.
And I never even got to talk to you. You were planning a big trip to India. Are you planning a big trip to India sometime
well, that's
soon?
To celebrate his birthday as well.
I know.
His birthday's
you know, you're the luckiest man in the world when it comes to birthday. I hope my fella is listening, Una, and getting some ideas.
I'm looking forward to India. I might even bring my guitar.
Oh, God.
There you go. Fair City is on tonight, of course, on RTE1 at 8 o'clock. Brian and Una, so nice to talk to you, as always. Thanks for coming in today and continued success and love on and off screen, shall we say. That's all for me today. Mary Wilson is next on Drive Time. Have a great afternoon.